Get started with our media availabilities here at Homestead Miami Speedway for today's Dixie Vodka 400. We are joined by the crew chief of the race-winning car, which was the number 5 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet, Cliff Daniels. We will go ahead and open it up to questions. We'll start up here with Holly and then go to Jordan.
Hi, Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. I guess the big question is, what was the speech that Kyle referred to and that you gave the team that really seemed to make a difference to them today?
Yeah, it was pretty colorful. If you look at the 5 car throughout the course of this season, we've had great cars. So on performance, we have not been down. It's been execution. And it's execution from me, the guys on pit road, Kyle at times, and we've had so many fast cars that I've been getting frustrated showing up at the racetrack knowing that we're going to have another fast car and even, having a sliver of doubt of our execution, because I know that our team, when we're at our full potential, we have a lot of potential. So I went through, our playoffs and how many mistakes that we've made since the start of the playoffs and how many of those things have been in our hands that we have had control over and we just haven't, as a team, and really it starts with me, we haven't done a great job of grasping. And my words today were focus and discipline, and it takes a lot of focus and a lot of discipline to run the fence for all the laps that he did, and it takes a lot of focus and discipline to go through 7 or 8 pit stops like we did today, and the guys had a phenomenal day on pit road. So that was really the moral of it, because he knows we've had great race cars, I know we've had great race cars, and for whatever reason, somewhere along the way, it's been a little mistake over here in this department. And then we fix that, and then we come back over here and have a little mistake over here, over here, over here, and we just needed a day to get it all right, and finally did.
Before we go to Jordan, we're also joined by the driver of the number 5, Kyle Larson. Just also a note for everybody, this win today puts the number 5 in the Owners' Championship 4 at Phoenix. Go ahead, Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. A couple questions for each of you. Cliff, I guess both of you. What was this win mean after the last 2 weeks, after being eliminated at the Roval and then obviously what happened last week?
Well, it means a lot. It means a lot to the team because, like I was just alluding to, we have such a core group and a lot of strength in our group. I told them all today, the other thing, I'm sorry, Holly, I left this out. I told them if we do our job at our worst, we're going to be really good. And if we do our job at our best, we're going to be great. So that's the window of really good to great if we would just do our job. And we did today. So it means a lot to everybody at Hendrick Motorsports who've been giving us fast race cars all year long. I know it means a lot to Mr. H. I don't even think it quite sank into him yet when we were talking about it in Victory Lane that we were locked into the owner's deal in Phoenix. But yeah, I mean, the Roval was disappointing to get knocked out of the driver championship. But to have the reflection on the team be that we're still in it, we've had a very character-building year. And we've had to be tough through the adversity and learn from our mistakes. To still be in it and have a shot is it's pretty special.
Are each approaching next week at championship?
What's that?
Be ready for championship?
I mean, the championship race isn't at Martinsville, so I don't know. I mean, go in there and try to win another one, I guess. Try and have a great day, which I haven't had many of them at Martinsville, but I feel like we had a good test there a couple months back, and I don't know. It's a difficult place for me. I would love to just honestly not set my goals that high, but realistic, and I think a top 5 is realistic, and I think our team is obviously capable of it. Our car is capable of it, and I just got to put together 500 good laps and a good rhythm. That's where I struggle is just – takes me a minute to get into a rhythm, and it's just a difficult place. So glad that we were able to win today, and like last year we won the first race of this round, and then today we won this race of this round, and haven't had to quite worry about Martinsville. So thankful for that, and too with the bad points day that we had last week as well. I felt not that we were in a must win to make it to the owner's title part of it, but we needed to have a great day, and we were able to win both stages and didn't want to screw that up at the end of this race either, but I knew winning was going to be the most important thing to not have to worry about next week.
I'm sorry, I meant Phoenix. When you go to Phoenix, you're going to be thinking championship. I apologize.
Oh, yeah. Duh. I mean,
yeah, we're in.
Yeah,
we're in.
Yeah. I mean, I view myself as yes. If I say we were to win Phoenix, like my name isn't going to be on the championship. But you know, having our team be the champion, I think is honestly better than you know. Like I would hate to be in Ryan Blaney's position. I think he's the one that's only in on driver, not owner. I would hate to be in his position and say he wins the championship and he is credited with the championship and not his team. So if I was to have it one way or the other, I would rather be out on my end and be able to celebrate the team championship. So I'm happy that we get to go compete for that again. And honestly, that's what, you know, that's the paycheck too. So we're going to go for that. And you know, we're fired up about it.
And last one for me, Kyle, the incident with Martin on pit road, from your perspective, what happened?
Yeah, from my perspective, I mean, I'm just running my pit road speed. And I'm running my lights. I'm trying to stay on those as consistent as I can. And you know, I think I had a few feet from my front bumper to his rear bumper. And you know, usually you peel off and you're still in the gas until you know you got the guy's got a lane to go by. And he started to peel off, and then all of a sudden he like slammed on the brakes, and I hit him. I didn't really have any time to react. You know, I was so close to him. So I didn't know at the time if like he was trying to get me to check up and play games or anything, but it sounded like he just, you know, misjudged where his pit stall was. This is the hardest pit road to find your pit stall when it gets to that time of day. You know, the sun is about straight in your eyes, you got debris all over your windshield. I've missed my pit stall here before because of that. So I assume that's probably what happened. I haven't heard his comments or anything, but I hope that's what happened because, I mean, I'm just running my pit road lights. You know, they're not counting me into his pit stall, so I'm just trying to maintain what I'm doing. And he got to the brakes really hard, and hate that I spun him because he had a great day going and a great car, but just unfortunate.
We'll go up here in the front. And just for everyone, if you can make sure to hold the top half of the microphone so your hand doesn't interfere with the receiver on the bottom.
I don't, Kyle. Congratulations. You know, you wear that Hendrix Motorsports thing proud, but when you talk about competing for the owner's championship and all that, do you often think about the great drivers that have passed through the Hendrix chain, like Jeff Gordon, and the list goes on, and how you're trying to keep that continuity going with the tradition that brand holds?
Yeah, definitely. What is it? I think Rick's going for his 14th or 15th? 15th. 15th, you know, championship as a team owner. That's remarkable. You know, that's obviously a great feat in itself, being where he's at currently. And he's got four great drivers, four great teams that he can be confident in that can go chase to win a championship. So, yeah, I'm happy that we are locked in to try and bring him his 15th. And you know, it means a lot too. You know, he's got such a successful history in the sport, and when you think of team owners and teams, Hendrick Motorsports is the bar. They are the best team, and it's an honor to race for him and everything that they have built. And I hope that I can do my part to bring him his 15th.
We're gonna go over to the left for a couple of questions.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. I talked to several drivers post-race, and they said when you get up against the wall like you do and get hooked up, you are gone. And we saw that kind of today. Ross and AJ, they couldn't catch you. What is it about this track and the way you drive? Because sometimes, obviously, you get into the wall and it doesn't work out, but it paid off today.
Well, I think today, honestly, it paid off because we finally have a car strong enough for me. Yeah, I can get in the wall, and it's not going to flatten your tire or you know, mess up your aerodynamics. So I got in the wall probably three or four times today, a decent amount, to where it would have been with the old car probably a pit stop, you know, and I would have killed my race. So, you know, thankfully this car, I think, played into my favor a lot because I do push the limits more than others. You can see it in the right side of my car. That's pretty obvious, but yeah, it's just it's a fun track, and it honestly reminds me so much of Eldora. you know, both ends of the racetrack. You know, they're different. You run on the wall, but they're exactly the same to Eldora. You know, one and two at Eldora, you run to a, if you're on the wall, it runs to a point where it's really sharp. Three and four is more sweeping, but same thing. You know, the closer you can enter the wall, typically the faster you can go. So I just, you know, I would say myself and Reddick and Noah in the Xfinity Series kind of have a feel for it, and it helps too, and you have a great car. You know, my car was amazing up against the wall. You know, it also has to handle how you want it to, and it did everything I wanted it to against the wall. You know, the ride quality was great in a three. It turned where I needed it to turn on entry so I could carry speed. It turned on exit so I could just stay committed to the throttle. It wasn't too loose on exit or too tight where I had to, you know, bail out of the throttle all. So it was a good car to go along, you know, with the comfort, I guess, that I have up there.
Before we continue on, does anyone have any more questions for Cliff before we let him go? All right. Thank you for joining us. Congratulations. And we'll continue on with Kyle.
Kenneth Bueno, the South Florida Media Network. Kyle, first of all, huge congratulations on the win here from Homestead in Miami. I want to talk about that, really, that last caution that happened with roughly 21 laps to go where you were trying to chase down Martin Truex Jr. to the end. Once that caution came out, were there any adjustments? And if so, what kind of adjustments were those?
You should ask Cliff that.
Well, behind the wheel, at least.
Small air pressure, I think, adjustment. So it didn't really feel like it did much for me, but I was thankful for the caution because, honestly, you know, Ross let me go, and I was very thankful for that. So, and I thought I was going to be able to catch Martin pretty quickly. You know, I was looking at my lap times and running really strong lap times. You know, I was running teens and 20s and a few 30s against the wall, and I mean, I was better than I was running all race long, and I was like, man, if I keep this pace up, I'll catch him quick. But it seemed like I was probably only catching him a half a tenth or less a lap, and I don't think I would have been able to get to him and pass him. So was happy for the caution, just to give ourselves an opportunity for a restart and you know, things that to happen. You know, a good pit stop, come out the leader, get to pick the lane you wanted to pick, and yeah, it just worked out. So grateful for a fast car and the caution when it came out.
Just a quick follow-up as well. It's your first win at the Homestead Miami Speedway in the NASCAR Cup Series. So what does that mean for you, especially at a track that you really do relatively well at?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot. I don't know what my career lap sled is here, but it's got to be close to 1,000 laps led in the Cup Series, maybe 800 or so. Throwing the Xfinity Series, probably well over 1,000. That's pretty remarkable, I feel like, for somebody under 10 years of Cup experience. But I haven't gotten the win. Whether it be just, you know, I've got a list of excuses of why I've never won here. But, you know, hey, it doesn't matter. We got it done today, and you know, I think it makes it feel even more special, too, that, you know, I've had to wait since, I think I ran my first Homestead Cup Series race here in 2013. So going on close to 10 years, you know, 9 years, I guess, since my first time here. And, yeah, I love this place. You know, here in Bristol are by far my favorite tracks. They're, you know, by far my most successful tracks, too, as far as lap sled goes. So, glad that I can add my name to the winner's list finally. I wish the boat was still part of the win, but I guess it's not. Thanks.
Additional questions for Kyle? All right, we can have one follow-up here.
You know, Kyle, you talk about this being one of your favorite tracks, but once upon a time, this was a very flat track. When I was here a while back, can you imagine what it would have been like if you had raced on an entirely different track, flat, versus what you are on now?
I think that was way before my time, so I'm glad I never had to race on that, just because I feel like this track suits my style a lot. I honestly haven't even probably seen a lap of this track before it was reconfigured to this on any highlights or anything. I mean, I'd heard that it was kind of like Indianapolis, which I enjoy Indy. I'd always ran good there when I would run the Brickyard 400. But this place just suits my style. I love tracks that have two straightaways, progressive banking, and a wall that you can run. So I wish there was more of these places on our circuit and would benefit me. But that's kind of selfish. But I hope they never repave this place either. It's perfect. It's perfect, and it continues to get better.